Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Congratulations on the Madison. I loved this show. And welcome to Ireland.
Yeah, listen, I was there for 4 months in 1968. Yeah, I was in. I was around Limerick a lot. I stayed at the castle.
Bunratty.
Nope. It started with a D. It was really cool.
Drumolin Castle.
Yeah.
Oh, what a spot.
Yeah. Great. Beautiful. And I had a wonderful time there. And some specific people in particular. I mean, one in particular.
Who's that?
It was just a wonderful human being.
You don't want to share any names in case there's
no. It's that's not that person knows who that person is.
sure. And that would have been, was that Guns in the Heather?
Guns in the Heather. Yeah.
Okay. You were like a kid. You were like 16, 17, right?
I was 17. I was 17, almost 18. Yeah.
And did you, I don't know, did you experience anything like, did hurling crop up that neck of the woods?
Yeah, no, I actually played a lot of hurling there. Because it was, you know, coming, I was 1 year from playing my first year of professional baseball. So I was, you know, I noticed everybody hit it backhanded.
And that's
I was
right.
like,
yeah,
and I said, what's the backhanded thing, right? And they said, well, try it. And I said, no. And I grabbed it my way. And the coach of the team said, wait a minute, do that again. And it was just natural for me to hit, you know, either way, I was a switch hitter, so it didn't make any difference which way I hit it. But I didn't hit it cross-handed. I hit, you know, I could get a lot more on it with you know, like a baseball.
Absolutely. Grip.
But curling's a great game. Great game.
Look, we should get on to the show. I have to talk about this. It is so good. I mean, and a Taylor Sheridan show, but I think it feels like a different show for Taylor. Would you agree?
Completely different, and I think that's what's so great about it. I don't see if you agree with this. I think it's Taylor Sheridan's female gaze.
1,000,000%.
Right? And it's and that's interesting because the men in this show are still Taylor Sheridan. You know Taylor Sheridan wrote them, right? I mean, but I love the way he writes women. I love the way he writes this story, this situation. Michelle's perfect in every way.
Let's talk about her for a second because you guys worked together so long ago. What, Tequila Sunrise? I mean, everyone remembers that movie. But I mean, what was it like getting back to sharing, you know, screen time? Because you guys are electric together in this.
We just always, you know, enjoyed working together. And it's just easy. But it's the writing. It is the writing. We both know that. And it's like, sort of, you know, you don't even have to get out of the way of it. You just, if you've been cast correctly, and she was perfect, to me, all I needed to do was, you know, be pressed and bring what she needs, bring what the show needs. And, you know, you got to understand, I moved to Colorado when I was 26 years old. I working in Los Angeles, but I wanted to live that life. So I did. And I know how he felt.
That's a key thing. I was going to say, that's a key thing for us to understand, I think, about Peyton, is that he kind of has these two lives. He's wealthy. It's New York. It's all those things, that kind of that urban life. But Peyton loves Montana, loves fishing, loves the outdoors. So, and you reflected that in your real life.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, back in the day, we used to always work in Los Angeles. Now we rarely work in Los Angeles. We work on different locations away from Los Angeles. But we still have our homes in Los Angeles that we lived in when we were working in Los Angeles. Yeah. So you're kind of attached to it. As my kids, my relationship with Goldie has primarily been in Los Angeles and Colorado because I was already there. And all the things that you see that are going on in here with these people learn, I wanted my kids to experience.
And did they?
And Goldie did too. Well, I was fortunate in that Goldie, unlike Stacy, Goldie loved Colorado. She wanted to, you know, spend a lot of time there. And but I get it because I still to this day, when I'm in Los Angeles, I want to get to Colorado.
You want to get out, right? And if I dropped you and Goldie and the family, if I dropped you guys in rural Montana with I don't know a couple of tents and some fishing rods, you think you guys would be good?
It's the same life. I mean, you know, I in all honesty, where I live in Colorado is a lot more dramatic,
even more so
than the Madison country. The Madison country is very beautiful. It's pastoral. Sure. Where we live it's dramatic. It's the mountain ranges are really dramatic. The valley that we're in is really dramatic. But we've been there for 40. I've been there for 50 years now, and we've been in this ranch that we built 40 years now, more than 40 years, and what it provided for me was a complete and total understanding of who Preston was and who Preston needed to be for our Stacy.
And that's that casting you speak of, that when you get that right, then you can just lean into that right.
Yeah, working with Michelle is like, I don't know. It's just, we just sort of look at each other and go, let's just do it. Let's just go do it. And Christina Voros did a great job of directing it. She's also a wonderful cinematographer. It looks like, it's just got a whole feel to it. That
it's like an, it's like one of those travel tourism ads for Montana.
And
it's,
you can
so
see
beautiful.
Why he loved it so much. And you want, you begin to feel for him. You begin to feel for him and understanding what how badly he wants her to experience it. And then later on, her realizations of all the things that she didn't know.
Didn't understand. Yeah, absolutely.
And all the whole family, the fish out of water aspect of it. But it's Taylor Sheridan. It's Taylor Sheridan's right.
Yeah, that makes sense. Before I let you go, I just have to let you know that you're in a couple of my absolute favorite movies of all time. Breakdown, myself and my wife love that, and Overboard. I have 11-year-old twins.
Yeah, you can't not love Overboard. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
That to me is one of Goldie's greatest unsung roles. I mean, when I think of Goldie Hawn, I think of, Private Benjamin, Laughing, First Wives Club and stuff. But to me, I've just never seen – she just did that perfectly.
She sure did.
Playing two people in one body, as it were. And we had such a good time on that picture. Overboard was a blast. Well, Breakdown's good. That's a good movie.
It is a great movie, and we still love it now. And as I said, we showed my 11-year-old twin girls, we showed them Overboard recently, and they loved it, but they loved seeing the Santa from the Christmas Chronicles as a younger man. They couldn't believe it.
Wait a minute, the same guy?
It was great.
Yeah, we did all of that, actually.
Listen. I have to let you go, but congratulations on the Madison. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. And hopefully we'll see you back in Ireland playing some hurling soon.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't been there for a long time. It'd be nice to get back to Ireland. Play some golf. That's
back.
What I'd like to do again.
Well, we've got the best courses in the world.
I played the K-Club last time I was.
There you go. Come back soon. Thanks so much, Kurt.
Okay. See you.
Hi, Dave. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys too. Congratulations on the show. I absolutely loved it.
Thank you.
But I must first, of course, welcome you to Ireland.
Yeah, thanks.
Beautiful.
Who's been here before? Who's spent time here?
I have been a couple of times. I was given an honorary diploma or degree at UCD, UCD, University College Dublin. So I got to come speak and had a wonderful time. And then I think I've been a couple of other times just for vacation.
Amazing.
I've been to Scotland, but not Ireland. I know it's a different place. But I just
same
learned.
Neck of the woods.
I just learned what's the crack.
What's the crack?
Yeah.
There you go. That's all you ever need.
Right? I'm ready to go. What else should I know?
I guess you probably need to learn something called hurling. I was just talking to Kurt Russell about this. He's played hurling, which is this, I guess, a bit field hockey sport.
It's a very
that's
strange
the fastest
sport.
Field sport in the world.
Are you
it's
throwing
insane.
Things? No.
You've got a stick. Which is called a hurley,
right?
It's up in your hand. You're kind of bouncing the ball. The ball is called a slither, and it's insane. You've got to experience that.
Is that the one that they're doing that?
Yeah, fighting a lot with sticks.
I think basically. Because I'm a really good vacuumer, I feel like I'd be
I think that's maybe
also
that's
hockey. Athletic.
I'm athletic. I can back you. That's going to be my new game.
I love your accent. Oh my gosh, you're my favorite accent.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay,
quickly describe it. Jason Statham in a movie somewhere said hurling is a mixture of hockey and murder. So there you go.
That's
basically what it is.
I like that.
I wonder if we drop the three of you guys right now with tents and fishing rods into Montana. Who's actually going to do best? Who's going to survive this while living?
I
will not.
Hey, buddy. I actually used to spend summers camping.
Okay.
In Colorado. But in Colorado, this is an ad for Colorado.
Is it Bo or is it Patrick?
I'm gonna answer.
Bo lives.
She lives in a place that I feel like.
But my husband does all the hard labor.
Okay.
He's the one that makes the fires and fixes things.
Yes.
I just kind of make cheese plates and tell him, good job.
I feel like you
great cheese plates, though.
You get obsessed with hobbies. So I feel like if you were forced to have to fish for yourself, you would be like, oh, I'm going to get so good at this. And you would buy all the equipment that you.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I'm not much of a fisherman, to be honest.
But we're getting dropped. So you're not buying stuff to bring in.
Oh, we can't have any supplies with us?
I don't know.
No, he'll give you fishing rods.
Oh, then Bo.
No, she said you get fishing rods.
Oh, you do get a fishing rod.
But that's it.
Oh, fishing rod, yes. But you don't get an Amazon account. You know what I mean?
Oh, then he will not survive.
Yeah, no, this guy loves. Yeah.
He's a shopaholic.
That is true. You are.
You are a shopaholic.
You have everything.
Okay, just to be clear, I have a account. cabin in Northern Ontario where we go and we survive and we're basically off the grid. And we're fine, and we fish for our food.
But you bring the Amazon packages
there. No, we have our fishing rods, and we cook the food. We're good.
I think it's Beau, actually, because I think she's scrappier than
you. Know what? Reality show. Put us to the test.
Yeah.
We'll see.
There you go. Yeah. Put you in rural Ireland.
The Madison reality program. Yes.
When you guys were shooting, Beau, was there any danger, you know, on location? Were there snakes and bears and bugs? Like, was that real?
I mean, I don't think there was really any danger. I think the things that would come up that... Like there was a day where we were shooting in Stacy's Valley, and it was a very quiet day, not a, like, wisp of wind. We had a very big sequence to shoot, and then, like, out of nowhere, there was just a wisp of wind that kind of flicked Stacy's hair, and the next thing you know, it was like
wind tunnel,
and we were like ducking for cover,
tents
and
were flying out, it was being pulled out
unbelievable. I mean, that was the craziness of shooting in Montana, and also like. I don't know how we got so lucky 2 years in a row. We shot further into winter both years, and we managed to get done just before, like, snowfall. You know, I think the biggest danger was driving really early in the morning to set, because there were times where, I mean, I almost hit an elk at, like, 5 a.m. driving to Chicken. Mm-hmm. I almost hit a bear coming back to the –
Got
taken out by a bear. Yeah.
You did not. Did you really, Patrick? Yeah.
Yes. I went on a hike that Beau had told me to go on.
I also told him to not go alone and to bring bear spray.
I did bring bear spray, but I did go alone. And I found a bear and we communed together. And
they're still friends.
Looked each other in the eye and...
Went your separate way.
Luckily, he went the other way.
And, like, do you know what to do in that situation? I mean, we don't have bears
depends
here.
Depends on the bear.
Yeah. Knowing what to do entails just sort of soiling myself and praying to all the gods that this bear goes away, then yes, I did exactly what I was supposed to do.
Okay, so I'll get in touch with the guys here. We'll make a reality TV show where we drop you in rural Kerry, in the Ring of Kerry, and see how you guys fare. And I'll be in touch, okay?
Please, I'm so into this.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations on the Madison. It is fantastic.
Thank you very much. Have a great day. I love your voice. Okay,
thank you so much.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.